you this morning. Happy Father's Day to all of the men in our congregation.
Day because we know that you are mentoring somebody. If you are not a biological father, you have affected someone in your life. And so happy day to you as we celebrate you. Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. It's always the Sunday right after Pentecost. And it's actually the first Sunday after Pentecost, and we're coming into the longest season of the year. And it's where we state our belief that we have one God, right? The math doesn't make any sense. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, right? You can almost say, is that the new math? But no, that is the way it has been for over 2,000 years, because we have one God, the Father, the Creator, God incarnate, the Son, Jesus, and God, the Holy Spirit. So let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So how is it that we have come to believe this, 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, this holy mystery? When I was in school, they taught us what's called systematic theology, and it is a fancy way of saying how to figure out how these puzzle pieces go together. And so there's a very, like in systematic theology, you need to think logically. There's no logic in the mystery, is there? No, as soon as you toss the logic out, or you try and wrap your head around it, you realize, I can't wrap my head around this at all. One of the things, 7 years ago, I talked last week, you know, about Pastor Matthew going on now into his final year of school, and he is going to be writing a very lengthy essay as part of his approval process for candidacy. And one of the questions that they ask you in that is, how do you see the image of the church in the New Testament? So I'm going to read you my response. It's just a paragraph from 7 years ago. I wrote, "The church is indeed the assembly of believers, reconciled through the death and resurrection of the Son, and called and gathered by the Holy Spirit. The relationship of the triune God is one in which there is a mutual indwelling. The perichoretic nature of this relationship is one in which we, as the children of the Godhead, are invited collectively into this relationship. And that is how I see the image of the church in the New Testament. We have died with Christ and are raised as a new creation, and as such live together in mutual love, forgiveness, and understanding. And this death and this resurrection occurs on a daily basis, so that each and every day we die to our sinful self, our pride and love of self, and each morning we arise as a newly created person, raised from death into new life in Christ for the sake of the world." Did anybody understand any of that? Thank you for laughing. Right. Because it's like, my gosh, if I got up here and that was my sermon for you, you would be like, what did she just say? First of all, what was that word in there? Perichoretic, right? It's a Greek word that talks about this mutual indwelling, this like this dance. It's like the divine dance of the three, of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, at my approval interview, one of the members of the candidacy committee said, I've never seen that word used in an approval essay before. He said, but I liked the idea of that mutuality of all of us being invited into this. So we talk about three persons, one God, the Godhead, the mutual indwelling, the divine dance. It's that mystery we can't understand. It's hard to explain, isn't it? Even in attempting to explain it, it sounded like, what? That's way too heady for me. Because it's something that comes from our heart. It's something that emanates from our heart. There's no logic to it. But you know, we kind of know it when we see it or hear it, because it strikes a chord in us. Not yet. Sorry. Not yet. So Where do you see the image of the triune God? What does the triune God look like for you? Well, I went out to the internet and pulled up some images of how others might see the triune God. So here's the first image that we have. Has anybody seen this one before? This is by Russian artist Andrei Rublev. This is probably one of my favorite ones. As you can tell, it comes mostly from the Eastern Orthodox tradition. And notice here that you have Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or Father, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they are sitting around, that's like sort of like a rounder table. Their hands are there together, and they are kind of nodding their heads in towards each other. But notice the perspective of this picture. The perspective is we are looking at it, so we are right in there in that picture. We are right here. So this is what we are seeing. We are a part of the Trinity. Next one. How many of you have ever seen this image before? The Celtic image of the Trinity. This one is a little bit more abstract, right? You have the three in here, and then it just sort of goes out from there. Do you see an image of a Trinity there? A little bit more abstract. And the next one. Another image of the Trinity. All right, this one, I know I saw faces, but you know, this represents the Trinity. So this is how the person starts, the Godhead, and in there are the parts. So, you know, it's like you have to look at that one for a little while. Some of them are going to strike you, and some of them may not. Some will resonate more with you. The next one, the Trinity. Here, here, and here. And I think we have one more. Ah, the iris. Do you see the Trinity in the petals of each iris? Here, here, and here. We may see it in a clover. There may be something in nature when you're out there that will strike you. Well, Carl and I hiked the Smokies one year when we were hiking. It wasn't the Smokies. Yeah, it was the Smokies. As I'm going through, the only song that kept playing in my head over and over and over that I was singing was How Great Thou Art. Over and over and over. It just was coming out of me as we're hiking the mountains. And then I saw plants everywhere. And it was like God the Creator. And then I saw big boulders and rocks. Jesus, our rock. And then I saw water everywhere. The Holy Spirit. So there will be places where we see the Holy Trinity. How about places where you hear the Holy Trinity? Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
So, each one. So we have a C note. We have an E note. And we have a G note. All separate. But when they're played all together, all together, one, absolutely all. Thank you.
So for some of us, we feel the Trinity, the presence of God in music, that it can move us to tears, especially when a full orchestra sounds like one, or when you hear a four-part chorus sounding like one. What does the Trinity, what does the Holy Trinity taste like for you? Maybe when you're having a glass of wine in the evening or juice, it might remind you of Jesus. Or bread, when you're eating bread, it might remind you. Or water, the Spirit. Maybe we can taste it in meals. What does it feel like to you? What are your experiences with the Holy Spirit? What does it feel like when you're invited to dwell into a place in which you feel like you have been made whole and you understand?
When I was 5 years old, my best friend, Jeanette Manhattan, moved away. And I was crushed. I was absolutely crushed. And she was moving to the other side of town. But back in 1965, you didn't do play dates, did you?
No. It's like, well, who's the next person that's moving in? They'll become your friend, right? You just kind of played with kids who were on the street.
And so I cried and cried and cried. And then the next day, in moves a new family, the Nola family. And there were two girls, Janet, who was my age, and Gail, who was 2 years older, and Mr. and Mrs. Nola. Mr. Nola worked for Pan Am. He worked in the cargo area at the airport at JFK. And they were an Italian family. So let me tell you something about the neighborhood I grew up in. There were no Italians. So this was like a new thing because there was mostly Irish and German. So there were no Italians in the neighborhood, and I didn't know anything about Italians. And if you know anything about back then, the Northern Europeans didn't necessarily get along with the Southern Europeans, right? In my house, Frank Sinatra was never, ever played. I kid you not. Does it sound familiar to? Never played. I didn't even know who Frank Sinatra was. There was the famous comedian, Italian comedian, Pat Cooper. Anybody know Pat Cooper? Well, of course. I hear, of course. So it just so happened that these new friends, that was her uncle. Pat Cooper was her uncle. And so, you know, I didn't know customs. I knew nothing. We were a meat and potato, as bland as it could possibly be. Two vegetables was mashed potatoes and corn. Okay? No salad, nothing like that. Pasta, Ronzoni spaghetti number 8. Ragu sauce from the jar. And we didn't have it often at all. So I got to meet this family. I got to hear Frank Sinatra. I didn't know who Jerry Vale was. And you know how I knew who Dean Martin was? Was because he had his show on with the Gold Diggers. Do you remember that? He used to smoke a cigarette and he would sing and he had on... That's right. That's right. That's the only reason I even knew who Dean Martin was. My dad had a breakdown, and I think I've mentioned this a number of times, when I was a child, very, very young, you know, 6 years old. And the Nolas became my family because we didn't talk about what was going on in my house. And the church had kind of turned away. There was lots of issues. And so at that time, you know, the church had turned away. We don't discuss these things outside of the home, is what was told to my mother. And I had an escape. And the escape was the Nola family. And they welcomed me in. They included me in everything. You know when you go from knocking or ringing the front doorbell to going to the back door and just knock and sticking your head in, it's me, like I'm here. You know, I was just a part of that family. They included me in everything. Visits to the cousin's house, visits to the grandparents. Oh my gosh, they took me to my first grown-up concert, and guess who I got to see? Jerry Vale! Louis Prima! You know, who? What six-year-old goes to see Jerry Vale? I fell in love with Jerry Vale. Oh my gosh. Mrs. Nola convinced my mother that, you know, every little girl should take ballet classes. And so my mother said, okay, I'm going to pay for them, but I can't get her there because of everything that was going on in the house. And they said, not to worry, we'll get her there. And I went to Miss Valerie's ballet class. Has anybody ever seen Everybody Loves Raymond? And if you know Marie's house, okay, so what is on the seats in Marie's house is the plastic cover. I didn't know about plastic covers. And I was like, why is there plastic on your good? So this is the formal area where you greet people. You know, why is there plastic on there? And I was like, well, so that you don't damage. You know, you don't. Okay. Well, I learned about that, and I learned how hot that thing can get in the summertime when there's not any air conditioning, and your shorts, you're sticking to it, and so you need to put on sheets to cover it because it never comes off. It only comes off when company comes. There's so much that they taught me. I would come to visit Janet, and if she wasn't there, her mom would sit and just listen. And I just needed to share what was happening in my life. And she would just listen. She made no judgment whatsoever. She would just listen to me. The summer that I had never been to an Italian Christmas Eve before.
Her mother did not have it. They would always go somewhere else. But one year her mother had it, and her mother said, "Marianne, you need to come over for Christmas Eve." And so we celebrated Christmas Day. I mean, you know, what did I know? And so I come over, and the house is full of people, and the Christmas tree has got all the presents, and there's seven different types of fish. They taught me how to make pasta and ravioli and manigot, because you have to say it like that, and rugot. I mean, I learned, oh my gosh, I just learned so much. But that Christmas Day, I remember this like it was yesterday. I was so warmly welcomed by everyone in that family, as if I was one of them. And when it came time to open presents, I was just thrilled to be there. And then Mrs. Nola, Janet, and Gail come to me and say, "Come out onto the porch area." And so I went out and I sat on the couch and they said, "We have a gift for you." In my heart, I was like, oh my gosh. And so Mrs. Nola gave me the gift, and she was sitting here, Gail was over here, and Janet was sitting on the floor in front of me. And they said, "Opened it." And I was so overwhelmed that I had received this gift. And I opened it up. And it was a bottle of perfume. Grown-up perfume. And Mrs. Nola said, "Perfume is very strong, Marianne. So I'm going to teach you how to use grown-up perfume." And it was a roll-on perfume. And so she said, "You just dab it on your wrist and maybe a little on your neck, but only a little bit. That's it. This is a precious gift. If you use too much of it, it's just going to stink up the whole house." And then Janet said to me, "I got the same one. So we both have the same." I remember it like it was yesterday. Vividly. The three women sitting there, inviting me in to this beautiful family and into this circle. And they gave me a gift that I had never expected that I would ever receive. They gave me the gift of belonging. They gave me the gift of indwelling. They gave me the gift of being one of them, this mutuality. They gave me the gift of welcome, hugs, tears, tissues to wipe away my tears when I would cry. That's the Holy Trinity. Being invited in. It's not something we think about in our head. It is something we experience. These three women inviting me in to their holy space. It was timeless. It was pure love. Timeless. The synonyms for timeless: lasting, enduring, abiding, immortal, eternal, and everlasting. My experience of the Holy Trinity was this loving family who had room, who made room for me at their table. The family who invited me in, who shared with me, who included me as if I was one of their own, and who never stopped loving me. That's the space that we're invited into today and forever. You have these same experiences in your life. That's the Holy Trinity, the Godhead into which you've been invited, the mutuality of God the Father, the Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, timeless throughout the ages. Anybody remember this? Avon, what was that?
Timeless.
That was the gift that I was given. That was it, exactly, because you took it off, you put a little on.
Timeless. Timeless. What a perfect, perfect gift that I was given. Timeless throughout the ages, and that's who our God is. So when you leave here today, move into this timeless relationship, which is pure love. Move into this timeless relationship, which is pure truth. Be one with the welcoming Godhead, who is timeless. Amen.